Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Ooh,
yeah, first liar has no chance there.
Watch
either.
Out.
Yeah.
Look out.
Watch out. Oh, baby. All right, Pat Richardson's riding along with us. This is a great story and a very brief poem. I love it. It's called Pony Eggs.
When I was 4 years old, it was coming Christmas time, and I wanted a pony so bad I could just taste it. I told everybody in family, all I want for Christmas is a pony. If I don't get a pony, I don't want nothing. My mother was famous for making coconut cakes for all the relatives every Christmas. She told my dad to bring some coconuts home, and he did. I didn't ever remember seeing coconuts before, and I asked him, what are they? And he said, they're pony eggs. He said, you'll notice they got fur and hair on them. And when they hatch, there'll be a little pony in each one. Well, I got so excited I almost wet my pants. Every 5 minutes, I'd go roll my pony eggs over, looking for swelling or cracks or signs of hatching. One morning, I came down for breakfast, and my mother had my pony eggs all broken open on the sink board, scooping the whites out. And when Mom told me what Dad had done, silently I swore, sometime, somewhere, someday, I'd even up the score. Well, Daddy's old and feeble now, his mind is none too good. I've still not forgiven him, even though I know I should. But I'm sort of having second thoughts, maybe what I'm doing's worse. I got him sitting on an eggplant, trying to hatch himself a nurse.
That is an awesome story and poem.
It is.
And you know it's not true because the first liar doesn't have
a chance.
But telling you what, Pat Richardson was one of a kind.
He was truly
absolutely
one of a kind.
And he always said, he quoted Shakespeare.
He did.
In his poetry.
Yeah.
He said, Shakespeare said that brevity is the soul of wit.
That's right.
And it's true.
It is true.
You can drag this crap on for way too long for him. Heaven's sakes.
Should we end her now?
Have you? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Have you ever? I have a friend. Uh-huh. We all have this friend.
Okay.
That wants to tell you a joke.
Yes.
And you've heard it before.
Yes.
And you can't shut them down.
Yeah.
And they go into it over, and it goes on and on and on and on before they reach the punchline.
Right.
It's like, oh man, shoot me in the foot, somebody save me here.
And you want to give the punchline so you can get it over
with. End the pain.
End it now.
Oh,
yeah.
You know.
Brevity.
Brevity is the soul of wit.
Of wit.
Keep that
remember
in.
Remember
this. My friends, if you are listening, okay, take that into.
Words to live by from Shakespeare and Pat Richardson.
And Pat Richardson.
Yes.
You know, I always go to Pat Richardson when I'm thinking about things like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Pony eggs. Yes.
So pony eggs. So I've mentioned before, I spent a little time in South America when I was a young man.
Mm-hmm.
We were at the port of Ecuador in Guayaquil, and they had these big banana boats.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't Guayaquil. It was Machala. Anyway, nobody knows.
I've never been there.
Yeah, nobody knows anyway. Yeah. At the port of Machala, where these big cargo ships come in and they load up all the bananas that come from Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got to take a tour of the ship.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was outstanding. It was cool. And we went down into the guts, into the bowels of it. And we went into the engine room.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And the old boy that was giving us the tour had a British accent. Don't know where he was from. But I said, what kind of engines this thing got in it? And he looked at me and he smiled and he said, oh, an 8-cylinder BMW. And he started laughing and I started laughing. It was an 8-cylinder BMW.
Yeah.
But each piston was the size of a room.
Right.
It was huge. Right. And they were just 8 cylinders.
Just 8.
And it was made by BMW. There you go.
You didn't lie.
So the first liar doesn't have a chance.
That's right.
We need to end the show.
What?
Joe Marek's riding along with us. I like this song. It's Jake's Revenge.
Old Jake was feeling forked when the work was done this fall. He always gets that way this time of year. And when we brought the Bronx up from the cedar breaks down south, you could see him start to grin from ear to ear. Now Jake, he is a veteran of them dusty round pin wars. As Boots would say, he's been from Maine to Spain. And when it comes cold breaking time, he just ain't got no fear. And I do believe he's plumb immune to pain. But there's one thing about him that I'll never understand, and truly it beats all I've ever seen. But I think he'd ride a buffalo right down the boulevard if it said to in his favorite magazine. Now Jake, he doesn't read too well, the fact is not at all, but the boys are always quick to lend a hand. And if they add a little to the story here and there, it's just to help old Jake, you understand. So when he saw them pictures of the Whisperer that night, he just had to have somebody fill him in. So Billy read the story just the way that it was wrote, except for maybe the beginning and the end. Well, none of us could sleep that night. Old Jake was up and down. He just had to try that method on old Crow. So finally we gave up and stumbled down to the corral, 'cause none of us could stand to miss the show. Now Crow, he wasn't like the other colts down in the pen. That sorry puke was 4 or maybe 5. And we'd watch Jake try to break him now for going on 3 years. And I swear he was the meanest horse alive. He'd bite you and he'd kick you and he'd flip right on his back. And he couldn't wait to run under a tree. Jake wouldn't let him ship him, it was personal, you see. He said it's coming down to him or me. When we finally got him saddled, it was barely getting light, and our ragged breathing was the only sound. Then Jake just went up on him and they made an awesome sight, as the round pin fence just barely slowed him down. They crashed right through the garden and the boss's picket fence, through the clothesline and round the house again. They landed tied together in a twisted pile of junk, right where the grandkids' new swing set had been. Boss stepped off the back porch with his coffee in his hand. He looked at us and sadly shook his head. And he walked over to Jake and Crow and stared in disbelief and said, Jake, old friend, you're lucky you ain't dead. I see the boys have helped you with your favorite magazine, but I think they might have altered what it said. It's bad enough to ride that snake with nothing on his head. So take the blindfold off and put it on old Crow instead. Well, someone brought the cutting torch and we got 'em pulled apart. And we all apologize for being mean. Then Billy laughed and slapped Jake on the back and said, oh, pard, that was the worst wreck that you've never seen. Well, Jake, he took a day or two to let his scratches heal. He laid around the camp and helped the cook. He figured out a way to maybe even up the deal. Needed cookies help to bathe the hood. They whipped us up a chocolate cake to prove Jake wasn't mad, but they added a surprise or two as well. Some Ex-Lax and some Epsom salts and Preparation H, with a little pine salt just to help the smell. Mighty hungry from a long day in the pen. We smacked our lips and licked the platter clean. And we sat around and picked our teeth and rested as we read from the pages of Jake's favorite magazine. Then all at once it hit us and we bolted for the door. A wilder pack of wolves you've never seen. Then we stampeded for the creek with panic in our eyes, tearing pages from Jake's favorite magazine.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Wait.
Well, go ahead.
Well, you were lamenting here earlier about the honesty of mother.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my, yeah.
And I recall a lady at church that just went and got her hair done.
Oh, my.
And she was so proud of it.
Sure.
And she asked Mom, what do you think of my hair? Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah. And what did Mom say?
No.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Mother was brutally honest.
Yes.
I love it. That is, you know, it brings up another story about Mom, of one time when Mom did tell Wendy.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any recollection of this, but I guess I was pretty young.
Uh-huh.
And I was jumping up and down on her lap.
Oh, yeah.
And I bobbed and she weaved. Uh-huh. And I guess I came up, she went down to grab me, and I blacked her eye.
Good black
eye.
Yeah.
And she went to the grocery store, the local grocery store at Clark's there in Oakley, and ran into a lady there and said, well, what happened? How'd you get that black eye?
Yeah.
And she said, well, Jim hit me with a frying pan. And Dad said he remembered that lady gave him the evil eye the rest of his life.
Well, Dad was missing a front tooth.
Uh-huh,
yeah. And we'd always ask him, Dad, how'd you lose your tooth? Did your mom poke me in the tooth with her knit needles?
Well, even later on in Mom's life when she tripped over the rug and hit the recliner and blacked both eyes.
Both eyes, yeah.
Yeah, she told the doctor that she got hit in the face with a whiskey bottle in a bar fight.
That's right.
Love it.
Yeah, or bull riding or bronc riding.
Right.
Yeah.
First liar doesn't have a chance.
First liar, they don't have a
chance.
That
is a fact.
Yeah.
Well, hey, now folks will want to stay tuned for next week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because that really made her clutch her pearls.
Absolutely.
You betcha. Double fisted. Triple strand pearl clutcher.
Yes.
So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Hey, white lion.